think you're what they say you are. Ricky Lee, superstar. Do you think you're what they say you are?
It's showtime with Ricky Lee. Thank you for joining me here on 101.5 Huntley Community Radio. With streaming and podcasts available at huntleyradio.com. We have a great show lined up for you today. My favorite stage comedy of all time is Noises Off, written by Michael Frayn. And I am not alone. It has been called the funniest farce ever written. Theater 121 will be presenting this 1982 comedic gem at the Woodstock Opera House Fridays, Saturdays, and Sundays, February 25th through March 13th. Joining me today to discuss this production are one of the co-directors, Thomas Newman, and two of its stars, Marissa Snook and Stephen Pickering. Welcome to the show.
Hi, thanks for having us.
Now, I'm going to throw this first question to Thomas. Can you explain the show to the listeners, those who aren't familiar with Noises Off?
Yeah, so basically, I always jokingly say it's the easiest show to explain because it's literally behind-the-scenes drama at a show, and you get to see three different acts. The first one is the final rehearsal before they open. Things go wrong. The second one is midway through the run of their show, which is also a tour, so it's a new theater. You get to see behind the scenes. Yes, we have to flip the entire set at intermission. And then you build on those characters even more. And then the third act is pretty much one of their closing performances, and it just all culminates in a rather interesting final performance, if I may say. And it's just, it's really, you learn so much about these people and literally see the struggles of everyone in the show, literally trying their hardest to put on a great show. But sometimes bad outcomes, I might say.
Now, you're on the board at Theater 121, is that correct?
Yes.
Why was Noises Off selected? What stood out about it?
Honestly, I think it is, like you said, it's when you think about theatrical comedy, it's kind of one of those that any theater company that considers themselves a theater company wants to do, because it is the comedic gem, to steal your word, because it was a good phrase, of theater in recent memories. It's also just a beautiful show to look at. The set is its own spectacle, and you get to just really, I think, as a community theater, examining kind of the hilarity of putting on a show is very meta in a way, and it's just been enjoyable in the rehearsals because we're like, oh yeah, I know that person. I know that has happened. Oh, yeah, we're doing that today. So I think just that's one of the reasons that it literally, it's a great show for any theater to do, but examining everything is just a fun time.
Now, Marissa, you play Belinda. Can you tell us a little bit about that character?
She is the ultimate gossip who also tries to hold everything together, a bit of a mom figure as well. And she has varied success with holding things together. Some actors call it the ultimate backstage horror story.
And what has been the most enjoyable part of bringing this character to life?
I sometimes feel like I'm in one of those infinity paintings where it's like the actor looking at a picture of an actor looking at a picture, looking at, you know, those, like, goes on forever. It's just such a wild experience to be an actress playing an actress who's in a role and I'm just having a blast with it. Some of my friends would say, Belinda's kind of you, so I don't know how much acting you have to do.
Now, you touched on something. You're playing an actress. You're playing a character who is playing a character. How do you go about differentiating that?
Well, it's interesting because you have two different roles, really, that you're playing. And each has its own mannerisms, their own walk, their own way of speaking. And so you have to be really careful in your mannerisms with which character am I doing right now?
And Stephen, what appealed to you about this show? What made you say, this is a show I got to do?
Oh, God, I've wanted to do this show since I think I knew of its existence. It is fun when you're in theater to do something that is concerns itself with this world that we're in is just appealing as an actor. You want to share the joys and the struggles of what you deal with in putting a show on with the audience, because it's one of the things you do with theater is when you do your jobs really well, the audience never sees the work and the struggle putting into it. They just think, oh, this is great. And they're all naturals. And they had such a good time. And we get to share the process with them. And that's a real appeal of this. Plus, it is really, really funny. It's character comedy. It's slapstick. There's witticisms in it. It's lots of different styles of comedy, all sort of thrown together in this big blender of laughs. And it's really a fun time. There's always things to explore and discover in this script.
And tell us a little bit about your character.
Sure. So I play Selsdon Mowbray, who is a veteran actor with the company. I have had a long theater experience, and so I get to share my wisdom with all of the younger troupe members as we put on this play. I also love a good backstage story, and I do love a good drink. And it's sometimes a struggle of which one I like better, but they both have an element in there. So that's...
Now, this character is actually a little older than you are. Is it fun playing a different age?
I tend to get roles where I play a different age, but I don't often get roles where I play older. So that is a lot of fun, and that's kind of a nice challenge to reach into, is to stretch out a little bit in the other age direction. It's quite a bit of fun.
So, Thomas, you are one of my favorite local directors, so I'm really looking forward to seeing this show. What is it that you try to bring to Noises Off? How do you go about directing this great script?
I think Jordan Ratkicki, the other director, and myself have always talked about the challenge in this show being that each act is its own distinct play in a way. So you really have to like go at it as if act one is its own show, act two is its own show, act three is its own show. And then what's the overarching theme throughout everything? Because act one, act two, and act three, they're completely different beasts of their own nature. And they never tell the same thing. It's not the same backstage shenanigans in each. So it really was us discovering that at the heart of Noises Off is this beautiful company of actors who just want to put on an amazing show. And I think that as soon as that kind of verbiage clicked, all the characters just came to life, because every actor wants a good show. And then it's not just kind of hilarity for the sake of hilarity. It's literally, why is this happening? Oh, like those horrible actor, like stomach dropping, face palming moments where it's just like, okay, how can I fix this? I'm going to try to fix this. And it needs to look realistic, but how can it look realistic if... So we really kind of amalgamated three shows into one, being the three disparate acts, and have this kind of just glue together that is the cast of Nothing's On, the play within the play, wanting the best for something, and they kind of never get it, but in a semblance of a manner, they do end up putting on a really good show.
Now, Marissa, Thomas mentioned that the play within the play is Nothing's On. Can you tell us a little bit about what that play within the play is about?
Yes, Nothing's On is a farce as well. And it is about a couple of, a couple that comes from abroad. They're not supposed to be back at home because they're trying to avoid paying certain taxes. And they come home to what they think is going to be an empty house, but it is far from empty. And all of the shenanigans that happen with all of the different people in the house.
Now, Stephen, let's talk a little bit about some of your co-stars in the show. I happen to be Facebook friends with Stephen, and so I see his posts all about the excitement working with some of these other actors. Can you tell us a little bit about who is playing Gary?
Oh, Gary. Which one is Gary again? Jake. I know it's names. Every character has like three names, and I'm not a name person. Jake is awesome. It's the first time I've ever worked with Jake. Young guy. Yeah, I get to be my old guy. He's a young guy. He's really up and coming. No, he's a good physical comedian. He's got wonderful timing, and he builds. He's got a lot of emotional beats that really hit a wide range, sometimes very quickly. And it's wonderful to watch how quickly he jumps from beat to beat and from a small emotional moment to a large one, and so masterfully done. He's a joy to watch. And he does take a lot of physical abuse because he's got the lion's share of the physical comedy. I don't want to give anything away, but he's got a lot of physical. People will be really amazed at the work that he's put into. And he's put a ton of work into making this not only be safe, but look really good and sometimes a bit brutal.
How does he go about doing that? What is the work involved?
Well,
Without
revealing too much, he does take a few falls through the course of the play,
we have
Thomas
a wonderful
Jordan,
fight coordinator. Tim
yeah,
Vance. Oh, who is that?
Jordan brought in Tim Vance as a fight coordinator to come in and show him how to do those falls, and make sure that they're safe. And then he rehearses them every rehearsal. Every time he is going over and rehearsing those, so they get smoother and smoother, and there is padding and stuff, so he's not really, we don't want him to hurt himself, but he's to watch the evolution of learning those pratfalls point by point by point to where he is now, where it just looks like he is taking a brutal fall. It's chef's kiss to the work he's put into it. He's phenomenal. I've never seen anything like it.
You're listening to It's Showtime with Ricky Lee on 101.5 Huntley Community Radio, with streaming and podcasts available at huntleyradio.com. My guests today are Thomas Newman, Marissa Snook, and Stephen Pickering from Theater 121's production of the hilarious comedy Noises Off, playing Fridays, Saturdays, and Sundays through March 13th at the historic Woodstock Opera House. For ticket information, call the box office at 815-338-5300 or visit woodstockoperahouse.com. Now, Marissa, we're going to continue talking about the other cast members. Can you tell us about Dottie?
Yes. Well, it's hard to talk about Dottie without also talking about Lloyd, because we have a husband and wife team, Dean and Rebecca Gallagher. Dean plays Lloyd, who is the director of Nothing's On, and Rebecca is Dottie. And Dottie and Belinda have quite a tense relationship. It starts out all right, but as the play progresses, you see that they're the tenseness in their relationship progresses. She is a, Rebecca's a superstar, and so is Dottie. So it's fun to see her in that role because she just has such great comedic chops with how she delivers the lines, and her timing, it's just impeccable.
And her husband plays Lloyd. Can you tell us a little bit about him?
Yes. I think they're having a blast being together in this show, which I was like, oh my gosh, more power to you. If I was ever in a show with my husband, I don't think that would go well. But yeah, they have a great relationship. And Dean plays this just, you know, he's a director with a real chip on his shoulder. And Dean has just this wonderful voice, this full voice that just echoes throughout the theater. I think you're really going to enjoy listening to him.
And Thomas, tell us a little bit about the actress playing Brooke.
So much power to Jamie, because Brooke is probably the most interesting of roles to play, because being that the show within the show is called Nothing's On, she basically has nothings on, pun intended. And yeah, I realized that pun halfway through rehearsal. So I'm like, I just discovered something new. But anyway, so she literally, you know, she has to play this just politely calling Brooke someone who doesn't use what little brain she has. It's literally been just a joy to watch, like, the charting of where we're like, gosh, Jamie, Brooke is so stupid. It's like, I felt bad giving her notes like, Jamie, you looked clueless tonight, and it was perfect. It's literally Brooke. There are certain insinuations made about Brooke that I won't reveal, but she, this is her first show, and I hope that if Brooke ever got another role in a potential sequel, she wouldn't get one, because of all the actors, she can't improvise, she can't do anything. But Jamie, the actress who plays Brooke, does it brilliantly, where we all know that person who's just so clueless about everything around her, and Jamie's really kind of taken on that role of stupidity wonderfully, because it can be uncomfortable to literally play the dumb one, but we've kind of given her those nuggets of, okay, Brooke isn't dumb. Brooke just isn't thinking about the show. Brooke likes that her dress is purple and froofy and is just playing with her dress and thinks it's cute. And then they want her to do something else, and she doesn't know what's been said for the past 5 minutes. So she just makes it up.
Very good. Very good. Now, Stephen, the character of Poppy is kind of charged with trying to look out and find Selsdon when he disappears. Who is the actress playing Poppy? And can you tell us a little bit about what she does?
Oh, yeah, I could tell you about Elena. I have been fortunate to work with Elena on several projects now, and this is just one more. She is a delight to work with. Poppy is like, you know, the super organized person who tries to keep everything going the way it's supposed to go, which none of it ever does. And it's kind of frustrating. And she's got personal problems as well throughout, as everyone sort of does throughout the play. But in Elena, there's a real sort of charm in going about the tasks she needs to go about that she brings into this character. It can be a very, you know, it's a helpful character. It's just trying to keep everybody in place, kind of an almost studious character, but there's a real charm and joy in her character. And some of that comes from Elena, knowing, having worked with her before, that she's just a really just charming human being to work with, that really manifests out as she's going about trying to keep everybody, keep herding the cats, as you would.
And Marissa, can you tell us about Tim, the gentleman playing Tim? That's Brendan Gaughan, one of my favorite local actors. Can you tell us about working with him and the character of Tim?
Yes. Well, when I saw that Brendan was cast, I was so excited, because I had been working with his father in Murder on the Orient Express. So I was like, oh, now I get to work with the son. And he's just as delightful as his father. He's got some real acting chops, and he plays a character who is just sort of, he's a workaholic. He does his best, but he's never really truly appreciated. But I'm sure everybody will appreciate Brendan and his portrayal.
And now, Thomas, I did this show years and years ago, and the way the director went about it was they choreographed it to beats because there's so much physical comedy that involves doors opening at certain times and so forth. What process did you and Jordan use to master all these doors opening and so forth and getting the timing perfected?
I think a lot of it comes down to, I always say as a director, I like to do stage pictures where these are the beats you have to hit. This door does have to open at this time and this door to this time. But we've also given the actors the ability to say, hey, could I maybe move this way instead of that way so there's not a traffic jam? So it's really been this collaborative process of you're up on the balcony. You need to get to that door. Now let's figure out how you do that because it needs to happen in this amount of time. And, you know, act two, for those who know the show, they will know that act two is literally a cacophony ballet of just insanity where that is literally to the beat of the script. And then the first and third act being in front of the stage, a lot of it is just, to quote Lloyd, bang your on, bang your off, take the sardines, leave the sardines. And just really, you know, trusting the actors because they have not had, to their credit, a single difficulty about getting anywhere. I had to fill in for an actor one night and I was just like, Oh God, what are you, how do you, period, question mark, exclamation point, because there was one time where I'm like, Marissa, can you really get out the door and up the stairs and through the door? And she's like, yes, I can. She literally runs up a flight of stairs through a little trough-like structure out of another door and back in like 8 seconds in heels, I might add.
Wow.
Yeah.
I hope you didn't have to fill in for the character in heels.
No.
No. Okay. Now, you are also the stage manager for this.
Yeah.
Now, some shows are very easy to stage manage, mm-hmm. and some are more of a challenge. Where does this fall on that scale?
I would say that this kind of sits in a beautiful middle ground because the most I have to do is flipping the set because it's a stationary set as far as each act goes. But then once intermission hits, I get a 10-minute break to flip an entire set and redress the set back to front. So, you know, it's easy in the fact that once all the props are set, it just goes. I've literally said it's a train. Each act is its own station. We stop there and then the actors get thrown on stage and they do their work and then come off and say, okay, your turn. So it is quite challenging because there's two platforms, three staircases, and a bunch of set dressing that has to come on and off and keeping track.
Similar to a train, once it starts, you can't really stop it easily.
No, you can't. You cannot. It's... We have literally christened our set Betty and Judy because it's just, the set is its literal own character and the set is the biggest diva in the cast.
Yeah.
Do you have to have a pretty extensive crew in order to do the big change?
sorry, not feasibly, because actually when we've been rehearsing, I've mostly been moving it myself. Our set builder, Brent is doing an amazing job of making it. It's very easy to move. I'd just say the only challenge is that in the space we're rehearsing, there's not a lot of space. So we're kind of playing Tetris until we get to the opera house where we know, oh, this will just slide off. But we feasibly only have about three crew members because like I said, it's moving the set in between two acts and then that's it. So if you had 15 crew people, it'd be like, hey, do 20 minutes of work and then just sit around for the other, you know, 2 hours of the show. But luckily our understudy, Mike Thomas, who is amazing, is also our assistant stage manager. So he's basically been learning everything too, figuring out where he fits in, is learning all the bits of the set where now he's also done stuff that I'm just like, oh, did you do that? And he's like, yeah, I did that. I know that has to get done. So let's just keep moving. So it's been really good to have kind of a second person who knows the show inside and out as well being on the team.
And do you have a female understudy as well?
We do not.
No. Okay.
No.
And
so yeah, let's hope that doesn't happen.
Yeah. Otherwise your male understudy puts on a wig.
You know?
He could do it. Mike could do it.
Oh yeah. Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
You've been listening to It's Showtime with Ricky Lee. We've had a great time talking with Thomas Newman, Marissa Snook, and Stephen Pickering from Theater 121's production of Noise Is Off, widely regarded as the funniest farce ever written. This new mounting runs February 25th through March 13th at the historic Woodstock Opera House. For ticket information, call the box office at 815-338-5300 or go to woodstockoperahouse.com. Stephen, Thomas, Marissa, thank you so much for spending time with me today. I really look forward to seeing this production. I encourage people to come out for it. I know it's going to be a good time. And, you know, break a leg, guys.
Thank you so much for having us.
Thank you so much, Ricky.